Hello, and welcome to Just Another Horror Podcast. I'm John.
Cobra.
Ben's not here, and it's the last episode. Not figures. Of course he isn't. Today, we will be talking about our favorite five episodes of this show, because we're taking it to YouTube. We're not going to be on iTunes anymore, so you better hurry up and get out there and get all the episodes you want, because they're going to be gone.
Are they going to YouTube, though, at least?
They're all going to YouTube, yeah. So, I mean, fine. If you want to listen to them on your iPhone or whatever the fuck, then get them now, because they're coming down. We're going to replace it with another show that we're going to come up with a title for in, like, the next 10 minutes or something. I don't know. But for this, it's just going back over the ones that we like to do. So we have a couple lists from some fans, too. So that'll be nice. And I see that you don't have a list.
I have no list.
So just name one that you like. Start with your number five.
My number five will go with the Blair Witch episode.
Oh, yeah.
It was early on. It was cold. It was fun. Because they're morons and they're lost out in the woods when all you have to do is follow a creek one way to get out of the woods.
Coming from you.
And another thing, there's one shot in the movie where, like, you can see clearly that the woods is only about 10 feet thick because you can see this huge, clear opening behind
They're fields, natural.
Then why would you just walk to that field?
But it's not the road, it's just fields.
Walk to that field, then you'll be safe. They don't go to that field.
You're going
to
be safe just because you're in the field.
No, there's a road you get to see, too, I think, somewhere in it.
I don't remember seeing a road.
Maybe we should watch it harder next time.
Watch it harder? You want me to put my eyes on the glass?
There's a road scene. You can see a road through the brush.
Watch it harder.
You can see the road through some brush.
What?
You can see the road through some brush. Maybe you should watch it harder. This great movie that you guys love. Pay attention more. How's that? Watch it harder.
You're so extreme.
Did we get that one on YouTube yet? Because I was working on it. I don't know if I got it up or not.
But that's my number five. Language.
I liked that one. I liked putting the possession at the end of it. Tying it all to CCR.
Great.
So and what else did we do? The last broadcast?
The last broadcast.
Yeah, all three
and
of those.
Blair Witch 2.
Mm-hmm. My number five is From Dusk Till Dawn, because we got to do an episode with Cody, who has disappeared off the face of the earth.
Let's hope he's alive.
Yeah, I hope you're alive out there, Cody.
What's the deal with Tarantino's foot fetish? Did you guys notice that? The camera play in this fucking movie?
Yep.
I was okay with it. We had this discussion at work the other day. I would let Selma Hayek probably shit on me or do whatever she wanted to me to do whatever.
Jesus.
He's like, I wouldn't drink at her toes. I would fucking do whatever she wanted.
I came to the conclusion that if I'm in Mexico at this point,
licking this champagne out of her asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That was the only time that a fan came on the show with us. Other times we had other people, but that's the only time a fan did. Number five for Ben is Hellgate, because he watched the wrong Hellgate.
I'm John.
I'm Ben.
Cobra. Oh, that was probably too close to the mic.
And today we're reviewing two different Hellgates, apparently. me and Cobra will be reviewing 1989's Hellgate.
You were adamant. You told me it was 89.
It
so,
is 89.
Okay.
We all know that.
And Ben didn't watch the right movie.
I watched the 2011.
Why wouldn't you ask me?
Because it was 6 o'clock this morning.
So, I'm always up.
I didn't know.
Of course it is.
I don't even know what his movie was about. I don't remember. But wasn't there, like, good actors in it or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it was better than what we watched. It, like.
Yeah, but that was.
It was a Japanese movie or something.
That was the new slasher villain, Plateface.
It was great.
So what's your number four?
My number four is...
I'm watching you improvise and it's funny.
Rest Stop. Because...
Oh, because she hurts herself on the glass.
Oh, yeah. What an idiot.
Does not... There's no need for her to scratch herself. She just pulls it right... out.
Put an elbow through the wall.
Oh, you dumbass! There's no reason for her to... Ow! At that point, I had never seen such a god-awful... I mean, I have, but it was just, like, bad on a whole new level, and you have ghost trucks and...
Whoa!
Ghosts and Joey Lawrence and, like, oh, what? But, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that's, That kind of started an accidental trend of watching terrible movies that just progressively got worse. Number four is Just Outside Your Window. And if you haven't seen that movie yet, you got to go see it.
Fantastic. Shitty Spassky.
Yep. So they split off into rooms, and Spassky goes into the one room. And it's a room where she put all her yard sale shit, and there's some of Spassky's shit in there, and they're looking through it. And he comes in, and...
Well, they're making fun of the stuff that's in there.
Yeah, they're really...
Set Spassky.
Well, did you see that little squirrel clock? That thing was the most ridiculous clock I've ever seen.
All kinds of creative kills. 30-year-olds having sleepovers after yard sales. Great shit. Ben's is... Number four is Cemetery Man. He appreciates my efforts to convince everyone that this is a 10 out of 10. The old lady's there, and he tells her to come again and stay a while. Okay, you know what? I get it. I get it now. If you don't like the humor in this, then this movie's gonna suck. I got it.
What humor? Did you?
Exactly. This is why you don't like it. I find humor in it. You don't. That's why I like it. You don't.
It was John's reaction to us not laughing. That line that makes me laugh.
I just remember telling you guys all these jokes, and there was just silence.
That's because they weren't funny.
I haven't changed my score.
Well, maybe you
might want to consider it. Alright, you're number three.
My number three is Primal Force. This was Daniel requested this movie. Ron Perlman fights a baboon on a beach. It's breathtaking.
He finally starts explaining.
You guys don't know what you're getting yourself into. We're already here, asshole.
Do you see any other species on this island?
Yes, I hear them behind me. All
the crickets,
long.
Yeah.
Why do you have so many guns? You'll need one. Why?
Can you tell me what I'll need one for?
No, he doesn't.
Don't listen to me. I didn't ask. Just tell me.
Amazing.
That's actually my number three, too. Yeah. That was a great pick by him. Like, it didn't reach the depths of Shockma, so...
No, it was fun. Shockma was painful.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ron Perlman, Primal Force. That was a good pick by you, Daniel. Number three for Ben is Paranormal Activity. I guess it's part one.
You know, sorry to interrupt you, but when you were talking that we're going to do, like, one a month, we might as well just do requests then, if we're only going to do one a month.
Yeah.
So whatever anybody wants to... see us tear apart or pick apart or
it
praise.
Could be, it could be new or whatever. If it's new, I'll find a way to get a hold of it.
Illegally.
So yeah, just keep writing us at horrorcastings@gmail.com if you want to see us review a movie. And if not, we'll just pick one. So yeah, Ben's number three is Paranormal Activity.
Why doesn't he just take the baby?
If it
carries it out of the crib. Oh, we're back on part two.
Just wait.
And it's tough not to because it's a prequel. And here's my problem with that. When you have a prequel, that means you don't have any ideas going forward. So you've got the end of what happened in the first one. So you're just going to give me what leads up to that. Get a fucking story and progress. You're going backwards.
I'm just waiting to see how angry you are when you get to four. And you see what did happen after all this shit.
Oh, my God.
Just the first one.
Where's that soundboard? Can I boo? Boo!
I liked reviewing that series because I didn't realize how bad 2 was. I remembered how bad 4 was, but going back to 2, I was like, this is a piece of fucking shit. It's terrible. And then I actually got to see how good number 3 was. I liked number 3. Better than 1, I think.
They all were kind of just...
You didn't like any. All right, what's your number 2?
My number 2 is Dead Silence.
Nice.
We had the double Ben for the first time ever, but that movie is just kind of bad in a fun way, and it was fun to review it and make fun of it, and it has Donnie Wahlberg with a shave, razor shaving
and then we had
every scene.
A possessed fetus joke thrown in
there. Oh, man.
Alright.
It was great.
My number 2 is Woman in Black. The movie was terrible, but that's the closest we came to, I think, everybody's number 1. We got drunk. We hated the movie. We had talked about shillings for over 20 minutes. So, yeah, that was a pretty good one.
How does a Baconator compare to this
movie? A Baconator from Wendy's?
Yeah.
How does Kevin Bacon from Friday the 13th compare to this movie?
No, well, a Kevin Bacon eating a Baconator.
Which movie, though?
No, it's not a movie. It's just asking.
Before we get to number ones, I'll read the other list that we have. Let's see. We got one from Ricardo, who for some reason waited until the last time, or last week, to write in. My favorite, just another horror podcast episodes. Darkness Falls. Oh, I didn't put that on there. Ah, oh, fuck.
Because he likes that movie, I hope.
No, PG-13, 10 kills. What exactly is a Banshee, anyway?
Because it's only people that look.
Or people in her path. Yeah. Wouldn't everybody be in her path?
Yeah. Of the people she's going to get, yes. But at this point, it's just Michael and Kyle that we know of that have peaked. Michael and Kyle are the only two people at this point we know that have peaked. That's why she's after those two. If you get
if
in the way of that...
she teleport, she should be able to find them.
If you believe in Banshees, then you believe in whatever the fuck she can do. Just get
on board. I actually
know
nothing about Banshees at all.
I don't know anything about...
They shriek and they're Irish? Or is that an Irish thing or Scottish?
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Point
we'll
B.
Get back to you guys with the origin of the Banshee next episode.
If she can teleport, it shouldn't be hard to catch these people.
She doesn't teleport, though. That's why I don't know why the MRI machine was, like, witch-talking. He was like,
witch-talking.
The Shining, when you try to do math, and the Titanic theory.
His grandma told him the story, I'm not shitting you.
Is this his interpretation of the story?
Yes, it was the floating... The Hotel at Sea was the Titanic's nickname. He just bundled that up into this.
See? Sea for Colorado.
Oh. Are you doing Batman 64
again? I am.
See, I got the reference, though. I remember.
Wow. And Cemetery Man, listening to John quote one-liners and be met with complete silence. Good luck with the new show. Looking forward to it. No, thanks for the list. Daniel, our... best fan?
Number one fan.
Number one. He stayed alive throughout the entire recording of this show. Cheers, you guys are great. It's little moments that make it, that really make it. White Gold's funny stories. I forgot about Wes. Should have got one from him. He only was on five. Ben and Cobra's banter and John desperately struggling to keep it all together. I fell in love with you guys after mentioning, hearing you mentioned on the top five. I don't want to give them fucking credit. First episode I listened to was the review you gave Ernest Scared Stupid. You gave it a terrible review, and I was so pissed I had to listen more to you guys. I stand by that. Fucking bad movie. Then I requested tons of films. Housebound. Oh, he requested Housebound?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie. Better than What's to Follow.
Yeah.
Night of the Lepus. The infamous Shockma. Bubba Hotep. And Primal Force. Thanks for the fun wild ride, guys. Oh, he did Bubba Hotep, too. So he's
that
probably...
was the makeup for Shockma.
Yeah. Well, good choice there. And what's your number one?
My number one is a split between Ernest Scared Stupid and the Dead Snow recording.
Two good looking women.
Two.
Yeah,
really
they make
women.
That one to look nerdy, but you can tell she. We could have seen and, their titties.
Huh? Did we?
No, we should have.
I know, okay, good. I was going
to
say.
When Zombie could have just came by one time and, like, went to claw them and ripped their shirt
yeah,
off.
They
it's
got
that
changed
quick.
Some cool army gear and we could have seen them.
Titties. That's what I'm talking
there
about.
Been at this
okay.
point. Yeah, I'm
okay. Look,
but...
I agree with you last time, but not this time. It doesn't make sense in this version.
One zombie could rip their shirt off in any sequence when they're
this
fighting.
This movie is so
yeah.
well put together, you can't just throw something in where they're just nude.
Titties yeah. can always be thrown in at any given time to increase a movie.
I'm not giving this
agreed.
One to you.
Fact,
neither one of you guys.
Absolutely.
I'm not
yep.
giving this
yeah.
one to you.
If there were titties, if they would have ripped their shirt off, it would have been at a 0.5 more,
you're
at
nuts.
Least.
0.5.
These are two aspects of film that are...
Is this what they teach you in college?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Have nudity.
Show the titties.
Yeah.
Okay.
They both were really drunk and fun and out of control. There were stories told. There were medical claims that
oh
were not met.
God.
It was just fun to be drunk. Because early on, we drank a lot more.
Mm. Yeah. That's true.
We got wild.
We've cut it down. I mean, we drank pretty heavily on...
some of them.
Predator, but that was a fucking disaster.
That was a shitstorm.
Of course my number ones aren't as scared stupid.
Okay, so now we go to the police station and all these kids are missing and all these parents are dressed up in their Halloween costumes.
Yes!
This is serenading.
They're having the Halloween party when
their kids
half
are
of the
missing.
Town's
yeah.
kids are missing.
And they're like, and one guy goes, My garbage hasn't been picked up
yet
since Wednesday.
For day. Yeah, like what? Oh, you. These are the worst
My
parents
God.
Ever.
And that, we are now 48 minutes into this movie.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. We still have 43 minutes left, probably. What could possibly happen?
God, why won't this end?
I almost feel like we never reach that level again. the stories in those were just fucking great. The movie was terrible. We were terribly drunk. And, I skipped Ben's number two. It was Ernest Scared Stupid. But number one for him is actually Maniac.
You are a hobbit.
You can take a sledge to
What are you, 5'4"?
5'9".
You always go with that one, 5'4". Why don't you try and get creative once in a while?
No, sometimes it's 5'2".
I have 5'8½". I think I shrunk a bit.
That's because you're getting old.
I didn't shrink down there, but I shrunk height-wise.
What?
Yeah, what? What did you just...
I said I shrunk a bit.
What does down there mean?
You just pointed your
dick.
Didn't
shrink.
You're like, I didn't... My dick didn't shrink.
I didn't ask that, and nor did I care, but thank you.
Cobra cracked my shit up discussing this film. He stinks. He just looks so terrible.
Oh, he does too. Grunting.
All right. That's it for the iTunes portion of Just Another Horror Podcast. But we'll be on YouTube, and all the episodes will go up on YouTube.
Just write us, and we'll do a new format and review it.
Yep. Thanks for listening, everybody.